Bezrus Hashem Yisparach, our halacha topic from Daf Chav Vav in Maseches Rosh Hashanah is about halachic intuition, tradition, and the implication that it has on controversial contemporary issues today, like women's wearing of tefillin and tcheles. One of the most powerful drashos that I ever heard in my life was based on today's daf, as we made reference to in the Daf Yomi Shir, and it was a recorded shir from Rav Soloveitchik from probably about 15 years ago in Yiddish. I would imagine it was from the 60s, if not the 50s, where the Rav talks about our Gemara. Our Gemara that tells us that the Chachamim had certain things that they weren't clear about. The Gemara particularly gives us an example of the meaning of the Mishnah in Megillah, where the Mishnah describes on Daf Yud Zayin, Kara l'Seirugin. Seirugin means that the Megillah had been broken up into different pieces. But there wasn't a clear tradition amongst the Chachamim what Seirugin means. Seirugin in Hilchos Nida refers to particular intervals, or in Hilchos Shor Hatam, gore a particular animal that gores at a particular interval. But over here, the interval was not enough to be able to understand what it meant. The Gemara then describes that the Chachamim heard an expression of Rebbe's maid. Now, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's maid was not Stama maid. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's maid was extremely important in Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's life, at least at the end of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's life, as described in the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Kuf Gimel. When Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's maid used the expression of Seirugin, in the context of the Talmidim that came in, and then there was a break, an interval, and then came out, then the Chacham understood that the word Seirugin, if this is how Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's maid used it, she knew exactly the appropriate use of the term. And in this eloquent drasha, Rav Soloveitchik describes that there are times that the knowledge of sources is less important than someone who is steeped in the tradition of the Chachmei HaMesorah. And there are women, not in their knowledge base, Rav Soloveitchik describes, but rather in their emotional wisdom and in their pure hearts, who were steeped in the lives of the Chachmei HaMesorah and Talmidei Chachamim, whose expressions, whose idiom, whose sense of tradition was so profound and so pure that the Chachamim would rely on their intuition, their idiom, in terms of deciding a halacha. I don't recall if the Rav mentions this, but the Gemara in Ksubis on Kuf Gimel tells us that when the Talmidim, who did not know the true condition of Yehuda Hanasi, of how painful his sickness was, and Amsa the Rebbe knew how much he was suffering, she went and she broke a barrel where there were many, many students of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi who were davening to stop them from davening so that Rabbi Yehuda's neshama could actually return to Shemayim and not be held down by the prayers of his students. There are poskim who inferred halachos from Amsa the Rebbe that it would be permissible to stop davening on behalf of an individual if it seems that they were better, based on their pain and suffering, to no longer be alive. Of course, we're talking about tefillah, not any other action. Once again, we see Poskim learning from the actions of Amsa the Rebbe, who represented the intuition and the tradition of halacha, even if she did not necessarily have the background in terms of the sources of halacha itself. There's no record that I'm aware of Amsa the Rebbe actually getting involved in a textual discussion. On the other hand, Amsa the Rebbe is definitely someone who is revered in terms of their intuition and tradition. Which brings us to an amazing story that happened with Rav Soloveitchik himself, that Rav Shechter Shlita records in his response to the issue of high school girls putting on tefillin, which was reported to him from one of my other rabbeim, Rav Braunspiegel, who really put me on my feet in terms of learning and teaching. So in many ways, this tradition brings together a lot of pieces in my own life, and the story is quite profound and brings home the point about Amsa Derebi, and really puts into perspective the approach that Poskim have in regards to dealing with issues that relate to tradition and halacha. Rav Braunschweig described to Rav Schechter that he witnessed that the Rav had once visited his mother, Rav Braunschweig was with them in the house, in her apartment in Washington Heights, and at that time someone had come in to ask a shaila. Unfortunately, Rav Braunschweig is not well, and he does not recall what the shaila was, although he himself has held on throughout his illness to the purity of his Avodas Hashem. And the Shoal asked Rav Soloveitchik the question. Rav Soloveitchik responded and gave the Shoal the answer. After the fellow, the petitioner, left, the Rav's mother, Ramosha Soloveitchik's wife, Ramosha Soloveitchik's widow, turned to her son and she said, "I don't think your father would have answered the question this way." In the story reported to us, the Rav immediately ran out of the apartment, chased the person down, and said, "My mother," here Rabos, I think about Amsa the Rebbe, a woman who grew up steeped in the tradition of Rebel Yeprujna, Rebel Yoel Feinstein, married to the son of Reb Chaim, who was a learned woman, but how much of Shas did she actually go through? It's not so clear. But she knew that her husband wouldn't have answered the question this way. Immediately, the Rav, in all of his gaonus, took off his hat of leadership, his hat of psak, his hat of manhig, and he immediately bent himself down to the intuition of the Jewish woman, the intuition of Amsa the Rebbe. Is this part of our tradition, or is this not part of our tradition? Even if the sources might point to a particular heter or iser, at the end of the day, it has to be consistent with the intuition of the Amsa the Rebbe. That Rav Schechter Shlita, in his response to women wearing tefillin, emphasized, one of his points that he emphasized in regards to dealing with a shaila, where there is clearly a break in a tradition that is being advocated. It's not just enough to look at the sources, yay or nay, but also one has to keep in mind what our Rabbeim would have paskened. What is the tradition of how to deal with those issues in psak? Is it something that it seemed that Chazal wanted us to advocate for, or not? And without getting involved with the sources themselves, it seems that the opinion of our great Rabbeim, that the previous tradition should be maintained because the sources say so, but as well due to the fact that Psak Halacha also, as we learn from Amsa the Rebbe, revolves around the intuition and the tradition of the heart of Klal Yisrael, which ironically is often expressed by the great women of Klal Yisrael. One final point. There is a reaction which I think is almost natural to feel that this type of mindset leads to an extremely conservative way of looking at the development of halacha and the development of Jewish practice. It makes it hard, one might argue, to have any significant change that is halachically permissible and beneficial for a Jew in the 21st century if we're going to constantly be looking back at the intuition and the traditions of the past. So I'd like to throw out another example, which I think is quite different than the case of women wearing tefillin. In the instance of women wearing tefillin, there we have a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that women should not wear tefillin. Although, as some have correctly pointed out, it is a subjective issue when it comes to women. Nevertheless, the halacha is beforeish in Shulchan Aruch. And contrast that to a case of where some have argued that the tradition does not allow for change when it comes to the issue of tcheles and tzitzis. Here, before I go on, I have to emphasize that the tradition that I have from my Rabbeim is quite strong. Both my father, as well as my Rebbe Rav Braunschweig, who was a student of Rav Soloveitchik, as well as my great Rebbe here in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Nevensal, all feel that one should not wear tcheles and one tzitzis, and therefore I do not. On the other hand, over here, Only time will tell whether these traditions will be the predominant tradition within Klal Yisrael. Here, of course, there is no particular tradition and intuition that says that one should not wear tcheles and wear tzitzis. Vice versa, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to have tcheles in one's tzitzis. Here the controversy becomes two different issues. Number one is whether this tcheles is the tcheles of the Torah. That's issue number one. And if it's right to put such a tcheles in one's tzitzis, considering the possibility that it might be an error. And number two is the position that Rav Soloveitchik took in the Yahrzeit Shiurim, where he said that tcheles needs a Masorah. Rav Soloveitchik went even further in the requirement of the Masorah, and that is that he argued when it came to Chafotzei Mitzvah, one does not change them unless one has a tradition. So here, intuition and tradition also play itself out, although there are many Gedolei Torah who are convinced that this tcheles is correct. And even if not correct, there's absolutely nothing to lose, they argue, about putting tcheles in one's tzitzis. Again, intuition and tradition being disagreed between great Torah scholars, but there is no attempt whatsoever to reform a pre-existing halachic principle. Rather, what's at play is, have we now advanced beyond what was previously a given, and that is that we don't have tcheles. Rav Soloveitchik's source in the Yahrzeit Shiurim, which I follow devoutly, that we need a Masorah for tcheles, is still subject to a great debate. Whether this tcheles is correct is still subject to a great debate. This stands in quite a great contrast to where all poskim, all big poskim today, say there's no reason to reform a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that women do not wear tefillin. Here, the Amsa de Rebbe in halacha seems to be absolute within all Gedolei Torah. And here, in the second issue of Tcheles, there seems to be a machlokas what the intuition and the heart of Torah would say about dealing with the new circumstances. And then there is room for a healthy halachic debate. This is not an attempt to deal with all the issues in any exhaustive way whatsoever. It's a frame of reference to two important issues that are sometimes misunderstood within the Jewish community. And the most important part is the emphasis over here of being submerged in a tradition that gives an individual, a simple person, and ultimately a great Talmud Chacham, the intuition, tradition, and the heart of what Amsa the Rebbe represents. Be'ezer Hashem, may we all be conveyors of the Masorah that has been passed down from generation to generation through the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, present-day Poskim and present-day Achronim, and Be'ezer Hashem to live being Mamleches Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, and experience it through an appropriate Kabbalah Satar. This, Be'ezer Hashem, concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Chavav, Maseches Rosh Hashanah.